I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Raycons are my go-to for on-the-go audio. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/skim. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're on the microphone.
Can tell the difference.
People prefer it.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. These are nice.
Of course they do.
These are nice sound isolating condenser microphones.
I like how you put your hand around and you pose like you're Vanna over there.
Yeah, look at me, Vanna Whiting, my microphone.
Selling your microphone. Yeah.
I think we'll do it more often down here. Usually it's just convenient because we're upstairs. I'm like, I can record this with an iPad or something.
Gonna sit on the couch with an iPad.
Yeah. So Carter can't be here as easy.
Real convenient.
But now we can talk about Carter without her name. Yeah. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. I'm glad you're here. I wanted to start things off today by, so it's a busy week. We got family coming in town this weekend.
Yep.
It's fine. Whatever. It's going to be fine.
I like how you keep telling yourself that. It's going to be fine.
To have a good attitude about it.
It's just always a lot when people come in town.
Yeah.
It kind of messes with your usual schedule.
I like my Sundays nice and chill.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen. So. Anyway, So that's the thing. And Kim, as is her desire at night, she's been cramming through a whole bunch of really quality entertainment because there's a lot of time between Christmases. You can't just, one cannot subsist on holiday films alone, right?
That's correct.
Oh, you know what? We should talk about that guy that doesn't like when you and I are on together. You want to talk about that guy?
Sure.
I don't know if he's even listening to this because he must not like it. He doesn't listen, but.
Okay.
Here's what he says. He says that he can't listen to us together on a show, this show included, or when you guessed it on TMS or any of that.
That makes me a little sad because we kind of have a lot of fun with our show.
I agree.
I get disappointed when it's not as consistent as it should be because I have fun with it.
Yeah. Kim's always yelling at me for, oh man, we're a week late again. Like, I know.
So much going on here at the Johnson household.
He doesn't like it because he thinks I disrespect you on the show.
I would say that's 50-50.
Do you feel disrespected?
No.
No?
Not at all. But I think we're both having fun. What I'm assuming he's considering...
He's talking about ribbings, right? Ribbing for our pleasure? Ribbing us? You know what I mean?
Like, but I think that's our personality to each other. This is the same conversations we will have when we're sitting around talking.
Yeah, in real life.
Dinner. Yeah. In the car, on our dates, whatever.
Now, I will agree with him that no matter what, as a host of many different shows with different personalities on every show, I'm going to sound a little different because it's a different dynamic every time. That's always going to be true. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I ever say anything that's like disrespectful. Like I may make a...
A little harsh. I would say we goof off with each other and we...
I like to make you uncomfortable with bad jokes. Is that what he means?
Get it?
Yeah, get it. I'll bet that's what he means. Because I'll say something like,
But if you can't be real with your spouse or your significant other, what's the point? Like, I can't imagine you going, now, honey, would it be all right if you make me some dinner tonight? Is that all right? Is that in your time frame?
Well,
like,
dear.
Instead, it's like, hey, what's for dinner? That's what I feel like maybe he's talking about.
Maybe.
But I don't think it's disrespectful for you to be a little... I wouldn't say ribbing. I would just say
just having a good time.
Having fun.
And we just talk like we've known each other for as long as we've known each other, which I think you're supposed to do at this stage.
I think we've always been this way, though. Yeah. And there are other people that I've met that are extremely
those people, they're the ones. They're the ones that get older and call each other mother and father and stuff like that. We don't want that.
We're not going to do that. Sorry. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but we are not going to do that.
I don't want that. I don't need that in my
life. We've had as much fun in the last 30 years as we did when we were dating.
Yeah.
And always been goofy. He's always called me dude whenever he's telling me a story. Dude, did you hear about the thing? Mm-hmm. And I've never felt that was uncalled for.
Yeah. She calls me madam when she tells me a story.
Madam, I need you to sit down and listen to my story.
Madam, this is a very important moment.
I feel bad that he thinks that
you shouldn't feel
either
bad.
Of us would be uncomfortable with it because we're not.
Don't feel bad because it's him. It's his decision. And he even said in the email, he said...
I just feel bad that he thinks that you're disrespecting me because I don't feel that way.
I know you don't. And I'm glad you don't. And if you did, you'd tell me. That's the other thing I know about
you. Absolutely.
If I do something that pisses Kim off, trust me. I know, dude. There's no way of not knowing.
And I don't just clam up and not say anything and be mad. Like,
right.
I don't ice you out.
He did say that, hey, your relationship seems to work for you in the email. And so what I think is going on here is it's not what he's used to from a couple. And that's all right. All I know is this. I don't know too many couples that can make it last forever when they're together going, dear... I was wondering if you could respectively
bring me my slippers.
Yeah,
what?
Like I don't know what that life is. That's a weird life. Don't you want to be married to your best friend? That's what I wanted.
What's going on here?
Yeah. So you know,
and I would tell you if I felt disrespected or if I felt like you were being rude at any point. I've always pointed that out.
Yeah, if I'm being a butt, and it's not like I've never
or
done
my
that.
Kids will do it. They'll be like. Dad.
Yeah, like dad. You can't be
that's
like
rude.
That. Yeah. Or whatever. I'll call Kim on it if I think she's full of it. Everybody will do it to everybody because that's how we work. It's not, we don't have some hierarchical thing here.
There's no patriarchal thing going on.
Or matriarchal. Well, there is naturally because you tend to do mostly good things and I tend to be the one that flubs up, but... And I'm admitting to that, not saying you're saying I'm flubbing up. I'm saying like you'll the other day, I'll give you an example. Carter did a really good thing with me. I was in a grumpy ass mood for, I don't know why, what the reason was.
There's a lot of reasons behind it.
Yeah, I was grouchy. And
the world, today.
The world, the state of the world, let's say, was just getting under my skin. And somebody had said something online about, because the instance ended, right? And it's been.
It
was hard. And it's mostly been a shower of compliments and lovely thoughts and stories. It hasn't been really.
But it was
been
hard
no negativity.
For you.
It was very hard for me.
Yes.
So when this one guy said something to the effect of like, oh, I must have missed it. Did the instance end? Was it because of the problems at Blizzard? Was it this? Was it this? Was it this? And I wanted to go, well, if you were a listener / fan of the show, you would have heard that last episode and had answers to all of your questions. Like I was going to be real sarcastic about my reply. No need. It was a dumb idea to reply that way. So I didn't. And Carter said, Dad, don't do that. And I said, ah, but I'm so annoyed. And he goes, he doesn't know that. And he's not trying to call you out. He's just like, oh, I just heard a thing. And now I'm responding in a natural way. So what you should say instead is, no worries. It did happen. And we answer all those questions and more on this most recent episode. Give it a listen and leave it at that.
And that was
right.
The nice thing to do.
It was not only the nice thing to do, it was 100% the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And so that happens around here, but that's the point. The point is that she feels comfortable telling me that.
I've learned from us, though, how to deal with a situation, how to talk to another person that may be in a bad mood or whatever it is. I think they've learned that from us watching us talk to each other, but never being disrespectful.
Did you know what went viral? Not viral, kind of viral that I posted the other day.
Viral.
Yeah, so I put up,
partially.
I kept this too because I want to have it for all time. On 3/7/2022, that was yesterday, before the day really got started, Kim was driving Carter downtown, and she sent me a text that said, "Have a great day, and don't feed the trolls. I love you." So I posted that, and I said, my wife had to text me before she left, and it got like, I don't know, 300 something.
Oh, that's sweet.
Likes, bunch
of tweets.
I like
that people appreciate it. I didn't know you posted that. Yeah. I was just in the car, and I'm having Carter text you because I was driving. And I was like, he's in a bad mood again. I need to tell him something that helps him to realize that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, this is what I do. I internalize this like stuff I have no control over, like Ukraine and Russia and that, and I just internalize it.
You sleep it. I dream it.
It's bad.
Have a hard time with it all day. And I think a lot of people are going through the same thing. They're not quite sure how to go about it. So I think it turns into very negative things. And so I was hoping by sending that to you that you wouldn't.
No, I did. It helped.
Kind of.
It helped.
Explode at any point during the day.
Yeah. And in Carter's case, that her advice was good advice. And what I'm getting at is we have always tried to foster an environment here where everybody can speak up anytime.
And is super honest about it.
Yeah. And even if they're wrong, by the way, mm-hmm. they're still encouraged to speak up. There are no like weird, "you not under my roof" bullshit. It doesn't exist here. Without that, I have found a far happier family life by not putting in these fake freaking constructs that so many parents like to put in place and make your kids feel like they're breaking some terrible rule or, oh no, like just putting the fear in them is bad parenting. You want them to be smart about things.
It turns into the same problem as you have to follow these rules. And then when you're an adult, okay, get out and go figure it out on your own. But they're not quite sure what the rules are anymore if they haven't been told it all.
Yeah. Plus, you end up your whole life, you're going, I remember feeling this. We've talked about this on the show, not to make things too personal, okay?
Whoa.
Kim and I were virgins when we got married.
Okay.
All right. 30 years later, we've had the act of love at least 3 times.
Okay.
3 successful times. What was my point with that? I had a point. Now my mind's going somewhere else. No, I know what it was. So I remember my entire life, not my parents so much, but they were part of it, saying constantly, "Don't have sex, don't have sex, don't have sex, don't have sex. It's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. It's worse, it's worse, it's worse." It was always like the most awful thing you could do. And then the day we get married, everybody's like, "Get out there and go for it and have kids and just go. And your little brain goes, "Oh, wait a minute. If it was so bad yesterday, what's making it so good today?" Like it's still kind of a cognitive dissonance thing a little bit. And that's just one example, but you know, I remember another time when the kids were little. We talked about this.
I don't know what you're going to say.
One of them said, a bunch of little cousins were all huddled around, and one of the cousins said something, went, "Sex, tee-hee-hee-tee-hee-hee." I mean, they're
like,
they
were little.
They don't know, 7 or 8. They don't know what it is. They just know the words.
They just know the words going to have a big reaction.
Yeah, a big reaction. And so what happens is one of the adults in the room, an uncle, goes, "We will not use that bleep, talk
bleep, that bleep." Language. You're
and
like, you,
it immediately stigmatized English? That word. Yeah, English. It immediately stigmatized the word. What I decided to do instead is I sat my two girls down and I said later, and I said, "You guys know what that word means? You know what that was about?"
"No."
"Well, you want to talk about it?"
"Yeah."
And so we talked about it.
Yeah.
And we did so honestly and you know, appropriate to their age. And yeah. It wasn't like, I didn't want them to see this scary word all of a sudden. Yeah, that if you even uttered it, four angels and a monkey would swing out of the sky and whisk you off to jail. Like, I didn't want them to feel that way.
I'm sorry. That's quite an image.
4 angels and a monkey. I don't know why
whisking
there's a monkey.
You off to jail.
Where are we going? We're taking you to jail. Why?
It's right. Sex jail.
Sex jail. You uttered the words. Now you're going to jail.
Yeah, it was pretty open conversation around here.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
I think that's why we still can have very open conversations, whether it's politics, whether it's, you know, emotional feelings, whether it's whatever anxiety, it
whatever it is.
Super open to talk about around here.
I agree. Did you have any anxiety or feelings when you watched Reacher, that very beefy man?
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Kim wants to go ahead and just give her a thumbs up and approval for Reacher, the Prime series, not the movies with Tom Cruise. Those aren't very good. Jack Reacher movies.
The Prime series was fun.
The books are great. The movies are bad, I think.
I think the show best is good. Part about the TV show was it made me laugh out loud. There are some parts in there and things they say that are just silly and funny and don't necessarily connect with the overall fun violence of the show.
Yeah. The violence, we call it.
The violence.
The violence, yes. Yeah. Or the fun.
It was a lot of fun.
The fun.
Grab yourself a bowl of popcorn and have a seat. It was fun.
Vio fun. Reacher's, I didn't see much of it. I'm going to watch it. But I noticed Kim watching it a lot. And that guy's like three beefy men in one.
His arms are like hams.
He's an enormous man.
Crazy. Yeah,
very handsome, very big man. If I wasn't already.
At first, I thought, he doesn't look real. It was unreal size of a person.
Almost like he's not.
So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that makes it part. That's not the reason to watch it.
No.
But it's fun. You know, it's fun. Now you're on to The Expanse, a show I've already seen all the way up to the final season. I still need to watch that. I've been hesitant to because I don't want it to end. I love that show so much.
I find that an interesting thing. And I have it happen to me too, where you're like, no, there's only one season left. What? I have to take it slow.
Take your time. I really don't because I love that show.
I haven't even gotten through the first episode of the first season yet because people started talking when I started to watch
listen.
It. And I was like, okay, I'm going to turn it off and I'm going to go do it myself.
Definitely one you can't do passively, I don't
tomorrow.
Think.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Because if you try to do that one passively, you'll miss all the cool tech and stuff that matters in that world. And
right.
It's such a go. Oh, it's the best thing on science fiction or in science fiction right now. It's so good. Anyway, so then she's onto that. We both really loved Yellowstone. We finished that up to
loved
where it's
Yellowstone.
At. They've sure cliffhangered that business this last season. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but gosh dang it. And then we're gonna start 1883 at some point here. Get our Sam Sam, what's his name?
Elliot.
Thank you. Get our Sam Elliot on.
I did watch Grantchester.
Remind me. What
it's
is
all one word. Grantchester.
British thing? Or
it's a British thing.
Sounds British.
Super fun. It was. You could watch it pretty passively, which was
a lot about
fun.
Grant and his chest? The rest of the Chesters? Or
Grantchester is a town.
Oh, it's a town.
A small
town. Oh, it's
town.
One word. Grantchester.
Yes.
Got it. Yeah. What happens there?
More of the 1800s, early 1900s, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, is that the preacher that solves crime?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I actually thought that was all right.
The vicar.
Yeah, he's a vicar that solves crime.
Yeah.
So he goes and works with the local police guy who looks like Scott Bakula and I can't think of his name, who plays Saul Goodman. I can't think of his name. What's wrong with me?
I didn't
He was
watch
a nobody.
Saul.
You know, nobody.
Yeah. Anyway, it's like they had
anyway, they look like that guy just mushed together.
I know that all of these shows, I'm realizing... This is a
Bob
full
Odenkirk.
Spectrum of shows that I've been watching in the last week and a half.
Yeah, you've been at it. You've been a busy, busy bee. That's what they call you that. No, they call you Queen Bee.
Queen Bee.
Yeah. Like a rap name or something. You want to start rapping? I could teach you how to rap.
Could you now?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Check it out. Here you go. You just start with the music. Kim's the Queen Bee, and she's here to say, hey, everybody, come eat some hay. No, you wouldn't feed us hay. Never mind. Forget that. It's a bad idea. Moving on. Some stuff here. I wanted to remind folks that TMS Vegas is a thing that we do for the morning stream, and Kim and I are both going to be there, along with a bunch of people from listeners of that show, probably shared folks who are already planning on going from here. So I'm preaching to the choir, but if there's any of you listening to this, you're like, boy, I'd sure like to shake Scott and Kim's hand. And now that we know that COVID is not transferred via handshaking, that's good news.
We can finally shake hands with people.
Yeah, I'll even hug you because I'm triple vaxxed. I'm ready for whatever the world throws at me. But anyway, vivatmsvegas.com has all the details. Soon you'll see the little swag thing up there. It basically acts as people's ticket to get in, but you get some stuff with it. I got a golf ball with our printed, some art I did of a poker chip with our name and year on it.
There you go.
I did a print of me and Brian.
I will be there with lots and lots of Sharpie markers.
Oh, yeah. Sharpie
so
markers up the wazoo.
Signed.
Yep. We keep them. Yeah. We have a lot of Sharpies, don't we?
We do.
We have more
we
Sharpies.
Need them.
Well, if Sharpies were gold, we're set for
we
life.
We probably should buy stock
in Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
I don't know.
Is that like a publicly traded?
I don't know.
They're
we should
find
out.
They're part of Nabisco or something. I wouldn't be surprised.
So anyways, no then.
Okay, so no. Anyway, details and further details coming soon to vivatmsvegas.com if you would like to see more.
If you'd like to see Kim's purple mohawk.
Yeah, she'll have a purple mohawk.
Faux hawk, really.
I'll be looking ruddy and gray.
Whatever.
I don't like how I'm looking these days. It's the Northern European blood. We all look fine until we hit about 50, 49, and then we go.
That's not true.
I think I look terrible.
Jump on that treadmill. You're fine.
That's not there. I don't just mean like I've lost 14 pounds, babe. That's not it. It's just this like, yeah, I look like a crusty old pisser.
Stop.
You don't think?
No, I don't think.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
that. You get real into your looks, and I haven't figured out what the big deal is.
It's not my looks. It's I have had a lousy self, at least physical self-image, since I was a tiny kid. It's never left. So I was either too skinny, or I was too white, and everybody else had a tan, or my hair was dumb, or my eyes were too droopy, or my nose was too big, or when I was a teenager, I had too many zits, even though I barely
You think
any.
No one else feels this way?
That's my point. Is
everybody ends up feeling
They
this
all
way
feel some
point.
Form of this, but it, to me, it felt like I was the only one. And I know that that's super insular, and it's people who think that way, they think everything revolves around them. I don't feel that way in a lot of parts of my life, but in this one way, I just feel like the dupiest dork in the room.
You're not.
It feels
You're
like
not.
It. All right. Well, this is where we let everything out on the show. I'm going to do a quick throw out of conversation to our good friends at Raycon. Lots of people didn't make resolutions for the year, and we're already into March here. That's 3 months into the year. It's going fast already. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't make any, you know what? I get it. I understand it. But what doesn't what are you doing right now that couldn't stop you from finding a way to shake things up? Whether it's switching up your workout routine, maybe going someplace new, maybe it's Vegas in April with us. I don't know. Maybe it's Kim and I's big plans for our anniversary this year that I'm not going to detail or talk about. Maybe it's that. Whatever it is you want to challenge about yourself this year, there's no better way to do it than with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears while you do it.
Yep.
Even the big, big stuff. Are we going to get pregnant or married or whatever? Have some earbuds in there that are going, dee, 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 and you'll feel better about everything. I don't know what music that is.
Mine's always techno.
Here's mom's. Yeah, Kim's happy. Always. I said mom. Jeez.
Mom's music.
Now you call me father. I'll call you mother. Kim's got this going in her earbuds all the time. that may not be true. Anyway, we're teaming up with earbuds with Raycon earbuds because they're awesome. What everyday use cases can you think for them? Working out, take them home, take them out to work outdoors, take them to work, take them on walks, listening without disturbing those around you. That's always nice.
That's always nice.
Sometimes you just don't want to hear somebody nag at you. See, that's probably what that guy's talking about. He thinks I'm disrespecting you, but really, I'm just having a little fun.
It's just a little bit of fun.
Because I like talking to you.
Because we're not going to get worked up over it.
That's right.
That's the difference.
We're teaming up with Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/skim to save 15% on your Raycons. Their wireless earbuds are the best way to bring audio with you, no matter where you're going or how much you're trying to shake things up. Literally, no matter how much you shake, they're not going to fall out of your ears. I love that about them. These everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. They are often in my head, and I love them. They're also awareness mode on these things for those who, I don't know, sometimes you need to listen to what's happening around you. You're out walking, there's traffic, whatever. You can have that mode on, which is great. So you can take your Raycons wherever you go. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-air fit, these are very comfortable and they will not budge.
So you can hear the guy that comes up behind you on his bike going, on your left.
Yeah, on your left. You can hear him and move to your right. Don't move to your left. I've done that. Don't do it. Oh, no. You know I struggle with left and right. It's weird. It's a weird thing I have. I've done it
Every time I say, it's on your left, he goes to his right.
I go to my right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, no, you're supposed to go to your right if it's on your left, right?
Excuse me?
Correct, I mean? Anyway.
Correct.
The Raycons are awesome. They've never fallen out of my ears. I don't lose them. I don't get them in the wash by accident. I love having these things in my pocket because it just assures me, solid listening is just a reach away. A jack reacher away. Anyway, they're great. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. That part's insane. And they're priced just right. You get all the quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. So right now, Skim listeners can get 15% off Raycon and their next order at buyraycon.com/skim. That's buy, Raycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon.com/skim and save 15% on your next pair of awesome Raycon earbuds. All right. Would you like to hear an email or two?
Absolutely.
I don't have an email theme. Here. There, that'll work. Here are some emails.
I haven't heard that one before.
That was very disrespectful what I did there. I get that guy got under my skin a little bit.
I'm sorry.
He's a nice guy.
I'm not. I get it.
I'm sure he's fine. It's a me thing.
It's a you thing.
Yeah, it's a me thing, and that's fine.
You need to let it go.
I am letting it go, like Elsa or whatever her name is with the singing. Oh, I saw the cutest thing: a Ukrainian girl in a bunker with her family, and they're just sort of entertaining each other, like on Christmas. How you mm-hmm, do that? Mm-hmm. She stands up and is singing "Let It Go," but in Ukrainian, like in the language.
Wow.
It was, and she had an amazing little voice, and it was so cute. And then eventually it ended up getting to the people who wrote that song. Mm-hmm. And she says, "Dear little girl with the amazing voice in Ukraine, we wrote this song to be about this, this, and this. These are the ideas that inform the song, and you encapsulate those more than anyone we've ever seen, including Elsa herself. You deserve it." It was really sweet.
That's adorable.
It's nice things being done in a terrible time. All right, email skimshow@gmail.com is the email address. JustFubar, might be Jim, I don't know. JustFubar wrote in, says, "I love avocados, but I hate that there are only like 12 hours between not ripe and ripe enough and too ripe. I love the idea of freezing them, and we'll give this a try. Thank you so much for that great suggestion." Not only that, you make guac, mm-hmm. and you're like, "Oh, I need to answer the phone." You come back in 5 minutes.
And it's brown.
Brown turd monkey juice. It's awful.
Put some lime on it.
Still tastes good. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That preserves it?
Mm-hmm. That's why it stays bright green in our freezer.
I didn't know we'd have such a great tip for today. That's a great tip.
Lime, salt, and pepper. That's all I put in mine.
You also put that in the ones you froze, right? Mm-hmm. Is a way to preserve them?
Yep.
I had no idea lime juice. Green. Just something about the acid?
It's the acid in it, but it also is really, really good flavor with the avocado.
Okay. Because avocados are good. Have you seen the price increase you were talking about last week? Has that
a
happened?
Little bit.
Yeah. Not too bad, though?
Not too bad.
Okay. Maybe they'll weather that out. Restaurants will still charge more.
The white onion whole thing where they found like meth in balls inside the bags of onions that look like onions.
Yeah.
Coming in from Mexico. That was a crazy story.
Don't you hate it though when a giant food corporation like McDonald's or somebody, they have record profits, like billions and billions of record profits. Never mm-hmm. done better during the pandemic than they did. Mm-hmm. Pizza places too. But they're raising their prices anyway because of inflated food prices due to shortages and things. I think that's kind of broken.
It's very broken.
If you've made that much, I'm not saying...
Above and beyond what it costs to make the food, yes.
I just don't think there's a reason. It's false, forced inflation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't actually... It's not needed at all. They made so much money and they could do it...
But they'll be like, but this time we're going to make less money if we don't raise our price. It's like, okay.
It annoys me. Here's one. Dear Kim says...
Dear Kim, name? Not even Skim, huh?
This is... Why can't I find his name? Hold on, there's an issue here. Oh, this is from The Devil... No, that's a movie. Michael Janikowski.
Okay.
Is where this is from. Here's what he says. Dear Kim, I keep hearing from Scott that you like Hallmark Christmas movies. I suspect... like them all. I suspect you might like them all year long. My Carol likes them too. Oh, that's cute. His Carol. I like that.
That's adorable.
I watch some of them with her, but as she watches some of them more than once, that means I have seen most of them too. Carol wanted to expand the international movies and series or move to those. We watched some British series and liked them, but now she's hooked on Southeast Asian movies and series. Started with Netflix, but moved to Prime Video and Rakuten Viki. This is an app on the Apple TV that shows nothing but Southeast Asian movies and series. And Rakuten is that used to be buy.com. Now they're...
Never understood that.
Isn't that
changeover?
Weird? Yeah. Well, anyway. It was a German company, Bottom. And then they love their name so much. They're like, buy.com is too easy to say. Make it hard was 4 mile long name. That's kind of what they did. Is that a racist
insensitive? That might have been.
Use of a German accent? They're
Someone
not a different race. They're white like
being
us.
Insensitive.
They're white like me and you. I mean, you're olive skin, so. Anyway, he says, it is possible you might find some of these Asian programs interesting. They're way different than U.S. and British shows. True, they are subtitled, but we like to listen to the emotions in the voices and then read the subtitles. You do have to watch the screen. Yeah, I would assume so. I made myself a small list of recommendations for you to try. They're all Netflix except for one. I did add a couple of non-Asian programs because Carol likes those very much. She has watched those more times, more than three times. If I had to pick one, try Crash Landing on You.
Okay.
Here's some of them.
I'm willing to try it. I'm not good with subtitles, and I think it's because I have a harder time seeing the emotion in the face while I'm trying to read.
Yeah.
And I have to be real quick about it.
I don't love it either. Not a huge fan of subs. I'll try it. Yeah. She'll try it. So try these names. Here's some names and I'll keep this list for you.
Okay.
A girl and three sweethearts on Netflix from Japan. My Hollow Love on Netflix. It's a Korean one. I think Matt has talked about that one before.
Okay.
Oaknon likes it. And they're Korean, so they don't have to do subtitles. The Devil Punisher, Netflix, Taiwan, is where that's from.
Okay.
From Thailand on Netflix, we have Oh My Ghost.
Some of these names are pretty wacky. I love it.
From Korea, we have Love, featuring Marriage and Divorce from Korea.
That's in the title?
Yeah, the title is Love, featuring Marriage and Divorce.
Okay.
Korea, Crash Landing on You. That's the one I'd heard of before as well. I think Tom and Eileen listened to that one or watched that one. Something called Velvet on Netflix. Ooh, hubba hubba. That's from Spain.
Okay.
Velvet.
Worth a try. All right.
Muy bueno. listen to the Spanish. And then The Paradise on Prime Video from, this is an English show, so that's in English. The Paradise.
There we go.
2012.
Okay. I'm going to try them.
Get on it.
This is all good. I love finding new stuff, and I love it when someone else likes it enough to tell me what it is.
Says you and I met at N11 in Salt Lake City. You were wearing, you were selling the T-shirts, and I still wear mine.
Oh, that's
awesome. Thanks, Michael. Nice to hear from an old fan. I don't know that he's old. I just mean from, back in 2011.
Since we had a Nerdtacular, which has been a while.
Yeah. That was 7 years before Skim.
Wow.
That was the year TMS started.
Oh.
And the instance was... 06 to 11 is what?
5 years.
Five years old. Not very long.
Weird. It's got everything.
Time
doesn't go by years or necessarily time, but it's wait. When did I start that show? When does that start? When did that end?
Yeah, it's how I do money with video game costs. So if Kim's like,
oh, the first few years we were married, it was, oh my gosh, that is two video games.
I'd be still like,
it's $100.
I still do it. You'll say, oh, $300 electric bill. And
six
I'm like,
six games?
That's like a console plus two games back then. I don't know why I'd do that.
I don't think we ever had a $300 electric bill, but all right.
Everything in my life is in $49 increments.
Oh my gosh.
And now 59 and soon to be 69 if all the game publishers get their way.
Oh, really?
Well, that industry has been very slow to make prices go higher. They've been
$49 forever. So, I'm not complaining. It's a good thing.
Yeah. That'll make up for McDonald's making my Big Mac more expensive. Yeah. They did pull out of Russia, though, so that made me happy today. Got to put pressure on that place. All right. Here's one from Barry, a.k.a. Barry Ann. It's Barry Falk. He likes to be called Barry Ann. And well, you do Barry and Bob. No, Bobby. Barry Ann and I forget what we did. We screwed it up so bad and it stuck. And now we call him this all the time. And now I can't think of it. Apparently it didn't stick. Not to my squish brain. Says, hey, Scott and Kim. This is about Skim Show 90, which is our last one. Tasha mentioned Mitsuha in Arlington Heights. Mitsuha? This is in Chicago, I think.
A restaurant?
Yeah. Oh, that must be the restaurant. There it is.
Because they're out of Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember the conversation. It says, I can confirm it's awesome. And there's another store about a mile away called Tensuki. It's smaller, but often less crowded than Mitsuha. Both have food courts where Japanese food is nearly as good as being there. Natasha says, we need to do a local meetup. I agree. That'd be awesome. Scott and Kim, when are you coming to Chicago? See you in April, Barry. So Barry and Bobby Ann are coming to Vegas, but at some point we need to get our butts in Chicago.
I'm there. That sounds great.
Haven't been since high school.
I was there 5 years ago, six years ago.
Yeah. You and Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you guys didn't stay in the city, right? You were somewhere.
Right. We stayed with her sister outside of the city.
We would probably stay in the city.
Probably.
Just to be around this, stuff that's mm-hmm. cool. I think I'd do that.
On the river.
Peter from Canada wrote in, hey guys, longtime listener, first time emailer.
There you go.
To Skim at least, he says. I was wondering, what are some of your interests and hobbies that have stuck around since your childhood? And what are some that you lost interest in over time? Thanks, Peter. You go first. You think of it? I didn't prep you on this, so you haven't heard this
That's
question.
That's okay.
Do you want me to go first, or is it easier for you?
I'm good. I have been gardening. It wasn't a hobby as a kid.
It was work.
It was work.
Yeah.
But I do really enjoy it still. I really like having a garden every year.
Are you looking forward to the spring, I guess? When do we start doing it?
Very much so. In about a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Right before our trip, probably, we'll start putting stuff in the ground, but we'll have to cover it, possibly.
You may have some garden space over where the dogs have destroyed the yard.
I know.
What else are we going to do with that?
I'm going to have to rotate some things around. It'll be interesting.
The minute the Weimaraner joined the life of the Johnsons, we lost that part of the yard.
It's true. It's just a mud pit now.
And all she does is go out there a couple times a day.
Yeah, but she runs, and so she shreds where the grass was.
Yeah.
I would
that's
say
that's a good book. I'm going to write one day, a children's book, Where the Grass Was. It's not bad. That's actually not bad.
Not bad.
Shut up. Pretend you didn't hear this, everybody at home.
Shut up.
Not you. Them. Don't steal my idea. I'm writing that down. Where the grass was. Where the grass.
Yeah, this is going to be a funny kids book. The other thing, I still sew from time to time. I've kind of lost interest in the last few years because I'm not sure why.
Yeah, what is that? What's that about?
I've been cooking since I was a kid. I was probably 12 years old making French bread. I just have always cooked.
Yeah.
And so I still do that, obviously, a lot.
Yeah.
I tried crocheting. Carter tried to teach me crocheting.
You hated it.
Shouldn't say last
you hated
year.
It. You didn't like it.
Oh, no, I hated it.
No, you did hate it. Really?
I was so mad.
All you crocheters, get your emails
so
ready.
So irritated.
Get your emails ready. I also
know it takes time to learn, but I like to pick up something that I can just get going on.
Here's one that'll annoy people. Kim's a good artist, but never draws anymore.
I know, that's true.
You met
and it's
me.
Not that I lost interest. I just haven't taken the time to do it.
You got married to me, and then for some reason you're like, oh, he draws? Okay, he can draw for both of us, and then you stopped. It bums me out, because she was really good when I met her. You still are, I'm sure.
I just
get
haven't
a pen
done
and
it.
Go for it. Just
I
do
should.
It.
I should.
You got an iPad Pro now.
I know. I should. Your old one. I should start.
Is there another comic in
that? Another
iPad
thing
Pro
to do.
Now?
Maybe I'll start doing that while I watch TV.
Okay. It's up to you. That's what I do. I like watching TV and drawing.
What about you?
When I was younger.
When you were younger, you recorded things on a microphone.
No,
you drew things.
I still do everything I used to love doing, and some of it professionally now. So in some ways, the things I loved then are still the things I love now, and they've just become a bigger part of my life. But when I was a kid, I loved concerts. I can't stand them now.
Oh, when you were a teenager?
And you love them now. And forget about pandemic for a minute, but generally speaking, if there's a concert and Kim likes their music, she's there. She
Absolutely.
Loves it.
Absolutely.
I'm like, have fun, knock yourselves
See you
out,
later.
Bye, no interest. Even if it's my favorite band or performer,
I mean,
it doesn't
haven't
matter.
Been, I haven't been to one in over 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is one of my favorite things.
Yeah. When we got, you know, Chuck, and I'd go to Chuck's because I'm supporting him, our nephew who's got a band and is doing quite well with it. Brother, by the way, they're on tour right now. You should go look at officialbrother.com.
Brother Official.
Brotherofficial.com. Let me look
that
up.
I don't know if that's their .com. I'm not sure.
Brother Official. Let me just real quick see, because I'd love to give him a little bump here. Oh, it's brotherofficial.net.
Okay.
And, they got their new album info up on there. Look, you can even play it on their website. Let's see what happens.
I think they're still touring for a couple more months.
Listen to this. They're really good. Anyway, they are touring. Where's the tour? Here we go.
I went to a lot of their concerts when they started at the Velour. And started the smaller venues and stuff.
Oh, here they go. They're in San Diego tomorrow. Or no, I'm sorry, on the 11th. That's their next date. On the 11th, they're in San Diego at the Belly Up Tavern in downtown San Diego. They're in the Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix, Arizona on the 12th, so the very next day. And then on the 13th, they're off to Tumble Root Brewery in Santa Fe, New Mexico. They'll be at South by Southwest. They'll be in Austin for a few days. They're going to do Park City Music Hall when they come back this direction. They'll do the Opera House downtown Salt Lake City. They're going back to the New York City and doing a bunch there. They're killing it right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really. Super excited.
Boston after that in April. Anyway.
Maybe we should just follow them around.
Oh, like groupies?
Like groupies.
Oh, they'd love it if they're old ass uncle followed him around going, "You guys are doing great. Can I use your swag table?
Can I buy you a pizza?"
Why a pizza?
I don't know. I've done that before at their concert.
That is something you would do. Kim would buy him pizza. Anyway, great email. Thank you for that. Did we answer his question? Hold on.
That's the thing that Scott used to like and doesn't
anymore. I don't do that anymore, yeah. Yes, other than that, I kind of kept like video games, still play them, still love them. Art and drawing and content creation, all that stuff I did when I was a kid, tape recorders and video cameras, still love it. I don't think I have anything I stopped doing.
Not really.
I wasn't into sports. I liked sports, but I wasn't great, so I just didn't play. So that's not like a thing.
Like the kid time of playing sports and then letting it go.
Letting it go. You didn't
go to college for it or anything?
No, none of that. I wouldn't. I mean, I wasn't good enough to do any of that. I was tall, but unskilled.
That was it.
I was unskilled. Sometimes tall. You could be, if you're 7'5", I don't care how bad you are, you'll still get an NBA contract because you're that tall. You'll be a center.
I mean, my nephew is 6'10", and he did not get on the basketball team because he did not know what he was doing.
Well, I don't know.
And he walked on thinking, I'll totally be able to play. And they
should at least be good at defense.
He wasn't.
You don't have to be a good shot. Like Shaq proved it. Shaq couldn't make a freaking free throw to save his damn life.
But he tried.
But he was a huge defensive problem for everybody, and that's all you need. Anyway, thanks for your emails. One and all, the email address to use is skimshow@gmail.com. It's really easy to do, and we'd love to hear more from you. Real quick, the foodies of the week. Kim's making meatloaf and mashed taters.
Well, we're going to comfort food. It's been colder.
Turkey loaf.
Snowier.
Turkey loaf, right?
Turkey meatloaf, yeah.
I prefer it. I actually like turkey. Ground turkey is my jam.
Okay.
More than beef. Beef has a kind of an oily deal going. I mean, it's not that I won't eat it, but
definitely not.
Because I love a steak.
Eat it.
Yeah, I'll eat it. I love steak. I love beef things. But turkey, which is better for you, in ground form, in burger form, love it. No problem. Season it right, and it's just as good as anything.
Speaking of steaks, last night we did tuna steaks because they are in season.
Yeah. They were good.
And they were really good.
Yeah. It made me want to make a bad joke about steaks.
Okay.
A comic. You want to hear what it is?
Sure.
I'll go ahead and tell the world, and then I'll create it.
And then you'll make it.
But it'll just be two guys sitting out on a street looking up at a string that's really high, almost like a clothes hanger. Mm-hmm. And up top will be a couple of pieces of steak, like hanging there. And one of them will say, the steaks have just gotten too high. That's really dumb, right? I'm pretty excited about it. But you get it? Do you get it? Okay.
You get it?
Yeah, those were really good. We realized we maybe overdid it with the salty stuff, but we scraped it off and it was fine.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was like a steak seasoning, but it had a high salt.
Yeah, but they tasted as good as any steak I've had recently, and I didn't feel bloaty or gross ever. They were great.
That and some asparagus last night. I don't know. We're kind of moved to kind of your soul food, comfort food whenever it gets cold around here.
Yeah, and we're trying to eat out less.
And I did make the cauliflower soup again this week.
Mm-hmm. So we got some of that left.
Made some biscuits and gravy on Sunday.
Oh, can we talk about, that's the foodie. Kim makes this gravy. It's like a hollandaise sauce style gravy.
Kind of.
The secret ingredient is Chick-fil-A sauce packets.
It's the honey roasted barbecue sauce.
You guys.
You
would lose broth, your mind.
Just like a chicken broth gravy.
It's so good.
It's so good.
You could eat it with a spoon. It's so good.
It just kind of gives it this weird umami flavor.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
It's good on biscuits.
I had a bunch with pretzels yesterday because you were gone and I thought no one's going to stop me. I'm just going to eat
this. What am I going to eat? Yeah. Pretzels and gravy.
Pretzels and gravy.
All right.
Yeah. Sticking with that diet. For real though, that was unbelievably good. So, and then we also did, Mardi Gras last week. Kim made a 5-gallon giant bomb of
it was a lot of
jambalaya
chopping.
It was good. It was really
good.
It
turned out really good.
They had king cake there. I way overdid it that night.
Of course. Because it was Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Fat Tuesday, baby.
And it was over at her sister's and she does a very nice hosting job. Plenty of room for everybody. Saw a bunch of old friends there. It's nice to see. I think Josh listens. Hey, Josh, if you're listening, hello. But yeah, that was really good.
Good stuff.
I spent most of the time when I do these family things, I just talk to my nephews all the time.
Oh, because they're so into what you're doing.
Plus I can just avoid all of the adults because I'm one of them still.
You're still talking video games.
Yeah. They want to talk about my nephew Oscar's doing some crazy stuff in Minecraft. Wanted to talk about that. My other nephew Owen is really into like simulation farming games and mm-hmm. building games. When he was a little kid, he had Tonka trucks everywhere, and it just makes sense that he's really into that now mm-hmm. in this new form. And anyway, I could talk to those guys all night. It's the adults who are boring.
So how's business?
How's business?
How's the business going?
What is it you do?
Yeah, now what now? Explain now what? And like, get, I don't want to talk to any of you people. I want to talk to about Minecraft with Oscar. Go away. Anyway, that's the show. We'll let you know when Where the Grass Was comes out in book form for your little kids.
Very nice.
All that. We announced it today on the show, and it's coming. Also, this is our proof that we came up with it, is the show. We'll always have okay. this to prove, right?
So all
if there's ever a copyright dispute or a trademark dispute.
Be like, on the 8th of March,
we'll do like Kramer and go, let's go to the videotape. We watch a lot of Seinfeld.
Yes, we do.
We don't watch a lot of Seinfeld.
We kind of fall asleep every night to it.
Yeah.
And our TV's on that setting where it's like, still watching, and then we're asleep by then. It's great.
Stupid.
Turns off.
Netflix always asking.
I know.
They do
Are
it.
You
know
still
why
watching?
Do you know why they do it?
Because
some people think, oh, that's to help you not spend too much. No, that's not it. You know what it is?
Don't spend too much time on watching TV.
It's they are saving, because there's so many people use Netflix, by just, even if only a few people did it, they save millions of dollars, or percentage, I should say. A small percentage of people do it, of their whole base. They save millions of dollars in bandwidth. Yeah.
Bandwidth?
Yeah. Mm. So, of course they do. But they want to make it seem like,
oh, we're just being nice.
Go get a walk, take a walk. No. It's not what they want. All right, that's it for the show. Patreon.com/frogpants is a great way to give back to the show. If you're like, man, I'd really like to throw something your way, well, that's definitely a place to do it. It's a really easy monthly patron that Patreon that's cheap. Buck would get you in a dollar. Can you imagine a dollar for all the great stuff you get? Anyway, patreon.com/frogpants once again. Frogpants.com/skim for the show. And if you leave us reviews in different places, it'll help me more people discover it. So, you know, do that. And send us your emails, skimshow@gmail.com. Kim, do you have anything else you want to say?
Not really.
Not really?
I've got to go check on the meatloaf. It's cooking.
That's a fun way to end it. I got to go check on the meatloaf. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back again soon with more. Take care.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.